Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. We are here the 4th of June, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here, Carl Bott, with Trish Clark and Sue's at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am peachy.
Terrific.
I am standing upright, living the dream.
Excellent.
I'll come up with a few more.
Okay.
But we need
good
to-
morning.
There
and,
we go.
And who knows what... Yeah. Okay. So it's about 76 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 98 and a low of 55. On Friday, a high of 90 and a low of 58. Cooling right down on Saturday, a chance of showers, high 74 and a low of 48. Partly cloudy and a chance of showers on Sunday, a high of 72 and a low of 49. On Monday, creeping back up a little, 81 and a low of 65. And then next week, we're going to get back up into the higher temperatures, but maybe have a chance of showers during the week as well. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call down in Anderson at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm well. All of the adjustments and all of the things going on in our world, I have a hard time putting myself in all these positions.
Somebody asked,
and remaining rational.
Somebody asked, the Public Service announcement which tells us to stay home, practice good respiratory hygiene. How does one practice respiratory hygiene? It's better than, they could just say wear a mask. They could say that. But that's why let one word be used instead of a whole paragraph.
Exactly, because we have now a whole new vocabulary of terms that we are incorporating into our language.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not going there.
Let's go new normal. Okay.
No, I'm not going new normal. Okay. I'm going to go back to normal.
What's the new normal? You know, I haven't changed that much. You know, I do wear a mask, but there have been times I've worn masks before. Well, hey, when I was in Iraq. We wore chemogs all the time.
Yeah,
the filter out sand.
Exactly. When we do
protect your face from wind.
Sand dunes, yeah. And what have you. You put a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
And exactly. I used to wear a ski mask.
I wear a mask when I'm hunting turkeys.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
Those are the smart little devils out there. The problem was is that if you wear a mask into a bank, it used to be if you wear a mask into a bank, they'd get all excited. Now, they insist that you wear a mask.
They insist that you wear a mask, but they ask me to take my sunglasses off. I don't know what that was about.
That way they can identify your eyes.
I guess.
You know, while I'm here with my mask on, can I have some more money?
No, the whole terminology, I laugh because I have a hard time with them changing the English language all the time and taking words that mean one thing and turning them into meaning something else.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get in trouble for using those words in the wrong way because I don't do that. So I was
You use the terms in the right way, but the word has become
it's politically correct.
Yeah,
now, and I don't do political correct. So I was writing my newsletter. And I was trying to explain for the Frontier Senior Center. And I was trying to explain we've opened it and how we have, what the things we're practicing and how we're getting there. And I was determined that I was not going to use one phrase that the new language.
Oh, okay.
So I was not going to go there.
I was afraid about where you were going with this. I'm thinking, what is she going to say here?
No. The look on your face. No.
There are already a lot of protests around town, and they're already fired up. I can see the next one right out here.
I was determined, so I just said, we're practicing good hygiene. You might want to not get too close to each other.
I got it.
You know what I mean? And I just kind of... So I just went all the way through and, masks are optional if you want to do that, blah, blah, blah. We have hand sanitizer available. you know, people are standing great distance apart when they're exercising. I just went on and on, but I refuse to use any of their
social distancing.
New terminology, social distancing, and I just don't know the language. I'm not going to learn it.
And I'm not going to learn it because this will be over.
It will, until, and we'll be back October, to normal, and we'll get on with our life. No, Fauci says now it's not coming back.
Who said that?
Fauci. He said, no, he doesn't expect another wave. Because this really wasn't as serious as he thought it was going to be. That's what he said in his last speech.
Well, you know what? Just wait till tomorrow. There'll be another statement from somebody.
I know.
You know, I've been reading about the, you know, this thing with Trump and Lafayette Park. And I thought, you know what? Why would you use tear gas and rubber bullets? And people are peaceful. I mean, and it could be a large crowd, but... you know, so I didn't really pay too much attention to it because, you know, we have our own things going on. And he's going over to the church that every president has attended, mm-hmm. you know, since George Washington. And it was, you know, an arson.
And it had been burned down.
Well, not
or
the
burned
whole,
out. I mean, it burned.
A portion of it had been set on fire. And, but then I see the report from the park police, who are the ones that were involved in this. They said, we'd use no tear gas. We used no rubber bullets. In clearing this. And by the way, 11 park personnel were injured severely enough to go to the hospital, and four still in there from this peaceful protest, from caustic chemicals being thrown at them and frozen bottles and all this. And then, you know, so you look at that, and then they'll say, well, they shot pepper balls at us. Okay, maybe they shot pepper balls. But it's not tear gas, which pepper balls are more of a kind of a, almost like a individual target, I think. They go out there and explode, and they're smaller, as opposed to tear gas, which covers large areas, and it doesn't discriminate against anybody. You talk about something that's non-discriminatory, it's tear gas. Both the people using it and the people on the other end of it can be tear gassed. So I'm looking at that, and I thought, well, how can it be peaceful if you have 11 park employees that are there? How do they end up in the hospital?
Well, they're probably fighting with each other about who gets to use the tear gas.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I watched one report during the looting of this gentleman sitting there with a burning building behind him and looting going on. Mm-hmm. And he's reporting that it's – and you know, by and large, the protest is mostly peaceful.
The most.
Does that mean only one building out of five is burning and only – 100 people out of 200 are looting the stores, and so it's mostly peaceful? What does that mean? Well, how can it be mostly peaceful when you're burning buildings and businesses being destroyed?
I can just tell America, if you want to have a primer on how to have a protest with both sides mm-hmm. there, both sides, even though that one side was there saying that, of course, you had the people protesting what happened to George Floyd and racial problems, racial inequality. It's a whole matter of things there. It wasn't just racial. It was, you know, it's a lot of things that people get involved in. And then you had another group that was there because they you know, feared that there would be outsiders coming in. And by the way, my friends, there were outsiders
there.
There were many outsiders there, according to the chief of police. And so you had the one group that was there to, you know, to protect property and protect our town. If for some reason outsiders did come in to start something like this. And so we have two groups, and yet there was no violence. There was, I think, one fight between the two groups that the people there separated the people. The police never had to get involved. And then so at the end of this, everybody walks off. They're singing the, you know, God Bless America or the national anthem. And everybody walks off, and, you know, and it's over. Mm-hmm. America should watch the way Redding, California had our protest, one of the largest protests that's ever been in Redding when it comes to things like this. Mm-hmm. Not only was there, you know, around 500 people there at the courthouse, they had about another couple hundred down at the city hall, and there's some still out at Kohl's. They hadn't heard, where's everybody? So they were rushing to other places. But there was no violence. And then the next morning when I drove by, absolutely clean. Looked like everybody picked up their stuff when they left.
Protest is fine.
Yeah, there's nothing. You know what? We showed America this is how you protest. You know? It doesn't need to be violent. People can express their viewpoints. They can vent. They can make a point. But you don't need to destroy things. You don't need to beat up each other.
And once it goes beyond the protest into the violence, it has to be stopped immediately.
Well, and that's
it just has to be.
And that's the thing is, we have no room for violence.
Okay.
We have no room for violence in this town.
Then it's not a protest. Now you're committing crime.
Now it's different. And once the violence starts, it can lead. You know, once it starts, and it gets out of control, it has an effect on everybody. And our guest is going to talk a little bit about that. But let's take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Blew a capacitor on my air conditioner this week. Mm. Called Alliance Heating and Air. Michael came over. Michael's one of the managers there. Works for Pam and Martin. In. Out. In. Capacitor, Carl. He says, oh, yeah, I have these because we're replacing them all the time. In Reading, because Reading's heat just, as we know. He says, here it is, shows it to me. He disappears for 10 minutes. I'm outside talking to my neighbors because, we're all just talking about, what's going on in, the city and the street and all this. Comes out, thank you, gives me my bill, drives off. The whole thing took from the time he showed up to the time he left, less than 30 minutes. And I walked back in the house, cool air. Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? I just told you what they do, how they act, how they perform, how professional they are. And I can't think of another place I would go to. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Trish Thursdays. And we have with us today Monique Wheeling. Okay. Monique's a member of our community. Here, tell us a little bit about Monique.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I've been a citizen inside of the city of Reading since 2000. My family moved up here from the Bay Area. I was actually from the Bay Area, and I was a medic in Santa Clara, San Mateo, San Francisco counties.
Okay.
So, and then we moved up here and got a job with Mercy, so.
Yeah, oh, so you're working over at Mercy?
Yeah, well, I was.
You
were?
Okay. So you've lived here 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When these things happen, when you see the things that are happening in across the country right now, the reason I invited Monique on is because we in Reading, a lot of times, we live a sheltered life here.
It's different. Shasta County is unique in California.
It is very unique. And when things happen, you look at it, but, you know, maybe I've got a broader, you know, a broader scope on things because I've traveled so much. I've been in really horrible places in the world, and I've seen the results of violence. You don't see widespread violence in Shasta County or even in any of the North State. You just don't see it. I mean, we read about it, and you go, gosh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I read what you wrote on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, oh, my gosh, when we talk about these things, we don't know. I mean, you try to empathize with people who have lost their businesses or homes or somebody out there. But you lost more.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell a story?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I've lost quite a bit more. In 1992, I was 18 years old, and I was about to graduate from high school. And then I believe it was April 29th, the Rodney King riots started. The Rodney King riots had started up, I believe, April 29th, or the 26th, excuse me. And then come May 4th, my sister, her name, it's hard to say her name. My family was actually shocked the other day because I was on the news and they said her name, and my family was stunned because she's my sister or your aunt, and that's how I have always described her. But her name is Michelle Lee Helford, and she was 16. And I can't sugarcoat it. My sister had a different way of life. You know, I'm from East L.A., Watts, Compton. And while she was down there, she had a lot of friends that were, you know, into gangs and things. And she got caught up with a group of people. And then because of the riots, they stated during the trial that they did what they did to my sister because of all the righteousness. So in my heart, they did deplorable animalistic actions and took advantage of a situation where we could have made meaningful change. And they brutally kidnapped, raped, and murdered my sister. And the sad thing is that I have to, since then, live with the fact that somebody shot my sister 9 times. Mm. And after that, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself, so I became a medic. I challenged myself to deal with those heartaches that I didn't know how to take care of. I didn't know how to heal myself. So I challenged myself because I'm a big woman. I've got big hands, and all I want to do is help. So I became a medic. And a lot of times, you know, my sister was a blonde. I'll show you pictures in a bit. But a lot of times with patients, you know, I see the destruction of violence as a medic. And I was a medic in East Palo Alto. And I had to go into that town and do what I had to do sometimes. And it's just, it's absolutely heartbreaking to see mass rioting. We all want the same thing, and I'm thinking we all want peace. And the way we're getting there, this is not right.
And that's one of the things. You know what? If you live up here, anybody in the reach of my voice, pray that you don't have to go through this.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where, I mean, just every day, innocent people killed, slaughtered, horrible ways. And you think, thank God I live in America. And yet, in our country, we do things like drag a man down the road because he's black. Drag him down the road behind a truck because he's black. That's the only reason. We have riots, or there's this riot, and then you have a 16-year-old kidnapped, raped, shot 9 times.
Yeah.
It doesn't solve anything. But you need to put a face on this so it's not just a nameless, faceless group.
Yes.
Monique is here to put a face on what happens.
Yes.
And
I mean, I'm now 46 years old. So for 28 years, I either compartmentalized it so I can do my job because I had a job to do, or I would grieve over it, but I didn't grieve in the best way possible because I did the best thing I knew how. And so from that situation, mental health takes a decline. Alcoholism takes a rise. I'm still surprised. I've been married to the same man for 23 years, and I've got 3 children. And you know, I've taken my sticks, my foundations, made my own little house, did what I can do. But still, you know, the past, it does haunt me. And I try to confront and deal with it because there's no other way. If I don't deal with it now, it's just going to fester and become something. And I don't want that. I want peace as soon as possible for myself and for everybody right now.
So as soon as these start up again, that has to make it just that much, brings it flooding full force back into your life that you have to deal with it.
Absolutely. What I said when I was a medic, I think if I could share with you, after my sister passed, my mind seemed to stick in one moment. And I kept having a dream. And the dream was, now this is before I became a medic. This is when I was 18 years old, hadn't even graduated high school. This reoccurring dream was my sister was in the back seat of the car, and I could see her blonde hair because of what happened to Reginald Denny. He was pulled out of the truck, and a man named Williams threw a brick at him. And I saw the blonde hair matted in the blood. And that dream, my sister's in the back seat of the car. I see her blonde hair matted. I see nothing but pupils. They're dilated. I didn't know at the time that's the word for it. And I drove through red lights only to get to what in my mind was a hospital, and it was just a bunch of stairs. So somehow we left the car. I'm holding my sister, and I've been walking up these stairs for 28 years trying to get her help. Mm. And as I get to the top of the stairs, I can't open the door. I can't get her the help I need. So it was in that moment I decided, what do I do? Either I fall to the sadness and grief, or I rise and become a medic and help people. And so I can actually say with great, I can say I've saved a life. I've had conversations with people afterwards. My children think what I did for the last 20 years was amazing. And that feels good because I can lay my head on my pillow at night knowing that my sister's at peace. I've gotten up the stairs. I've never gotten in the door. I don't know how to describe it in that dream. But for 28 years, that's been my reoccurring dream. And then becoming the medic and actually seeing the matted blonde hair in the blood, smelling the iron smell, the stickiness. Of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is just bringing all of it to the forefront. And now I really have to deal with it. And I'm not. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Are you proud of our community?
Absolutely. Yeah. I am so honored to live in this great state of California where we have a lot of people that band. See, in my mind's eye, protesting and debating are the two essential qualities to an American. We protest when we find we have grievances, and we debate when we don't see eye to eye, and we walk away saying, okay, we can agree to disagree. And what I'm seeing in this community is a lot of stand-up individuals who are standing up for those voices that no longer can speak for themselves, like George Floyd and my sister, Michelle Helford.
There you go.
Monique, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You are a courageous lady. And it won't be the last time. We'll find, you know what, you've got good things to say.
I'm
so sorry about what happened in your family, but I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
What you've done to get beyond it, because I know that you've gone through some things.
Yeah.
But you obviously married the right guy.
I know, right?
And,
I think I'm here because by the grace of God.
But he saw something in you that's worth it.
He did.
And so we wish you nothing but the best. And like I said, I'll continue to follow you on Facebook.
You have
good things to say.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for sharing this. I wanted people to hear, again, how blessed we are to be in a community that can yell and shout and point at each other, but there's no violence. And everybody walks away kind of arm in arm.
Yeah.
You know? And
unity.
Because there are horrible things on that's happened to both sides that we hopefully we'll never, ever see up here.
I pray, Godspeed, that this ends as soon as possible. You know, I know a couple days of this would have been fine, but this is too long. This is too much. It's almost as if the world has been inversely flipped, and now everybody is feeling these pains that I've been feeling for 28 years. And I don't want you to feel like I feel, because it's a really heavy burden.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming the medic and challenging myself, that is one way that I helped to be able to stand my ground. But a big part of it is definitely my husband. He's been there for me, so I do appreciate that. And I thank you. I think our community is a beautiful place to live. I've lived here for 20 years. I walk the river trails, the Sundial Bridge. There's so much offered here to everybody to partake in, you know. And because of the things going on, I've had to break away from the news. I've had to step away from Facebook. So for these last 6 days, I've been kayaking with my son at Brandy Creek.
There you go.
Trying to do everything I can to, you know, not choose maladaptive behaviors to fall back into because I know I can deal with this situation because I've dealt with it before.
Stepping away from the news is always a good idea.
Ooh, yeah. You are so,
you are
so right.
Well, I think everybody needs to step away from the news now and then. Monique, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
Thanks,
we're going to be right back after
you.
These messages, 7:33 in the morning here. It's going to be kind of a hot day today, so be careful out there.
Okay. Help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough. Now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of June, 7:38 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to around 100. Carl Bott, Trace Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is the place I go to buy firearms. Why? They have a great selection. They have all the accessories and ammunition that I'm looking for. Their customer service is just outstanding, and veterans always get discounts. I mean, those are all the reasons that you would go someplace, and they're local. They're not a big box store. That's Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. And Trish and I are here with Tim Morlock. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Advanced Automotive, that we missed you last week, because you guys are just, you've had to clear a new area to put cars in.
We're actually quadrupling the size of our parking lot. We definitely need a much bigger facility. We could use two more technicians. It's really insane because with all the pandemic and everything that's been going on, you know, with the virus first, now with the protest and the social uprisings and everything, business on our end and throughout my industry, it's been up and down because I'm involved with some other entities as well. We've been very fortunate. We're having our best year in 27 years.
Wow.
Well, you were an essential business, so you didn't have to go through the shutdown.
You're exactly right. And we had, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 working days that we noticed a little bit of a taper off. Then we just made the decision that we're doing this, this, and this to come in compliance. We're doing the proactive measures for our, you know, for our business, the facilities, the employees, and our clients. And the rest is history.
Well, you know what? When you get a good reputation, you know, when I go down there, you know, I walk in. And, I mean, I'm no different than anybody else.
Sure.
You meet somebody that's smiling and friendly. And here's the other thing. They know what they're doing. Yeah. And then Cody came in, and, you know, we talked about it. He looked at my truck, came back, and told me everything that I needed to do. Here's choice A, and here's choice B.
Yes.
And so I chose choice B, which, by the way.
It's still working?
It's worked perfectly since then.
Right.
Just like you said it would. Mm-hmm. But it's a temporary, one of those temporary fixes that, you know.
Exactly.
That, you know, there needs to be something else done. But, you know, hey, Carl, this will work. Just don't drive your car 1,000 miles.
Right. Yeah.
You know. I mean, you know, don't go on a real long trip. And I haven't, because I don't usually do that anyway, but I haven't had a problem since then. But you gave me alternatives.
Absolutely.
And you explained everything to me. You showed me photos from inside my engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, of course, you could even show me the inside of a cow stomach. I don't know. But
there you go.
She right here next to the piston. It looks like a rib.
Yeah,
oh, Carl.
That's right.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
But that's why you have to trust. Mm-hmm. You really, when you find, a shop like yours, trust is so much of it.
Yeah, and thank you so much, because we work really hard. You know, doing the repairs, you know, diagnostics have taken a whole new level of, that I would never have forecasted, you know, even 15 years ago. But that something that has not changed throughout our industry is the toughest part of our job is, and it's our duty and obligation to educate the consumer every step of the way. You know, why do we charge for an inspection? Why do we charge for a diagnosis? It's because our time and our materials are valuable, very valuable. And to not do that would be discounting our value. But the education process that goes behind, because if we don't educate you why this is doing this, you can't make a solid, valid decision on which route you want to go with repairs. And we can usually do 2 or 3 separate options, different options, based upon, you know, customers' needs, wants, the economy. And our main goal is just to be there and provide a service that's going to benefit all.
Well, that's the bottom line.
Well, and when you go in, especially if you're a female and you go into an auto body mm-hmm. shop and your car's not running right,
mm-hmm.
You have to be able to trust that they're not going to try and sell you 15 things that you don't need
right.
because they know you don't know anything.
Right.
Or they assume you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And it can be, a minor fix sometimes. You almost feel like you need to get 2 or 3 opinions
mm-hmm.
before you want to make a decision. Because if you don't have a clue what's going on, going to a place where it has a reputation that mm-hmm. you can trust and to build confidence in them makes all the difference in the world. So that
sure.
you know when you pull in there and they say, you need a new battery, you really do need a new battery.
Yes.
You just didn't leave a light on and it's run down.
Right.
Big
exactly.
difference.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to being able to do that trust, and especially, you know, and I, whether it's a man or a woman, they come in and they've got, okay, this is going on. My vehicle doesn't start. My neighbor said this. The internet says that. And they'll come in with 3 or 4 ideas from trusted sources. The internet, it's a double-edged sword. You can trust it or you cannot trust it. You can go down a path of it's educated and it's going to be right, or you can go down a path where you end up spending money based upon what the internet says, or, oh, my brother used to do this, or my dad, or, you know, whatever. I don't want to invalidate that. But even if something comes to us, it's been diagnosed at another shop. yes, we'll take and we'll look at the estimate from the other shop, and we'll look at what they tested, what they found, what they're recommending, and what the options are. And based upon that, we'll, if they want a second opinion, we'll do a cursory look at, to say, okay, this is definitely a possibility or this isn't a possibility, and then we'll make a decision whether we need to proceed with a customer pay inspection or diagnosis or second estimate. But the thing about that is once we do a diagnosis, or once any repair shop does a diagnosis and they said, this is what's going to fix your car, they're bound by contract right then and there that they've tested this, they found this, they've educated you on this, you've agreed, and that's all any type of sales is a series of agreements, that, you know, you're going to pay us this amount of money and your vehicle is going to leave here in this condition. It's repaired. And too many times, you know, we have seen that, you know, a shop, you know, and it can be in any business, but a shop will say, this is what's going to fix your car. They do a repair. Well, 2 weeks later, it's got the same problem. And they say, well, it's something else now. That's why we need to take time with the customer and with the vehicle to do a very, you know, comprehensive look at on all scenarios.
I mean, nobody wants to have something fixed you just paid money for and then the same thing happens.
Oh, my gosh,
but it's not exactly the same thing. You know, but it's close enough that you wonder,
exactly.
Wait a minute, you know?
Yeah, and like the customer says, you know, or a customer may say, well, the check engine light's on. Well, the check engine light could come on for one of a multitude of reasons.
Right.
I think at last count on a 2015 vehicle, light could come on for over 700 different reasons.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
or you can take funny little pictures.
Oh yeah,
one of them used to be because
over in the corner that right. Oh my God,
your gas cap wasn't tight.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all types of weird things there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Hey, we have to take a break. We
sure.
Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive down in it's Reading, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're not all the way down to Anderson.
No, we're 273.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? What a great place. Locally owned, locally operated, a local board of directors, did so much to help so many people with that paycheck protection program, but just their day-to-day operations about helping people with their businesses, with their lives. They are constantly moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, 1845 California Street, right down from Jackson, over in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and of course out at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Tim Morlock.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Lynn Vaught, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, arts, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
They don't make music like that.
No, I love it.
Did you just say that I'm up on dance? That I'm up on the table hanging 10 here. Hey, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Broadcasting from downtown Reading, which is still standing, because we have good people.
Imagine that.
Because we have good people in Shasta County.
Imagine that.
And if you come in from outside Shasta County to get involved, we have other good people to make sure that you're just as good as we are.
Imagine that.
I'm pretty sure that they had the statistics when they came in of the ratio of concealed weapon owners in Shasta County.
Well,
they should be aware of that.
Hey, Trish Clark and I are here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. Even though you've kind of handed the reins over to Cody.
Oh, it's all him now.
Do you ever go in there? I know. I mean, I should have put it like that.
I go in every day, and I probably stay around longer than I'm welcome. But, you know, it's okay. You know, it's a cycle of life. I have a true passion and love for the industry. You know, we started Advanced Automotive out of our hip pocket, basically, 27 years ago. And it's like raising a child. And you know, the infant is born, and it grows and develops, and you guide it. And then it gets to that point where it's self-sustaining. And, you know, it's a tough transition to go from being that founder. Then when Cody bought it and took it over, he actually bought it in 2009 and took it over. And he has taken it to a level of service and to the community and to the industry like
you have national
I couldn't have imagined.
You have national recognition for your place.
Yes.
And, you know, you should do it like this, Tim. I can just tell you how it's going to work. You should have an official retirement ceremony like you do in the military. You get everybody there. They're all standing there. People say nice things about you. Everybody comes up. You get to say, a few words. Mm-hmm. Then they escort you out the door and shut the door.
And change the law.
You know, it's funny. You know, have you been talking to my wife? I mean, because she recently retired and, you know, and someone had told her, you know, after 2 weeks, after that door shuts behind you, they won't even remember you. You know, and retiring from government, that's...
Think of it as a stick in the water.
Well, you know, I'm going to say something because somebody told me that when I retired.
Oh, really?
15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I keep waiting for that because it's amazing that I either was loud enough that everybody remembered me because not a day goes by that somebody doesn't comment that I was on the Board of Supervisors and I've been retired for 14 years.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure that's true.
I was trying to figure that out, you know, because of Trish Clark. Yeah. Oh yeah. Trish Clark, Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And, you know,
it's been very humbling to me as people come up in the community and thank me for my service. And I figure at this point, they don't have to do that because there's no reason to acknowledge it unless they really did feel favorably about it. I rarely have somebody come up and yell at me, although I'm sure that there are people out there who would like to do that still.
You know, you can't be everything to everybody.
That's exactly
right.
Isn't
that the truth? You can just, you know, do your best for the greater good.
You know, the thing about when I talk to veterinarians and doctors, they say, you know, the hard part is about the internet is I've been doing this job, you know, say as a veterinarian for 15 years. I'm really good at what I do. And I come in and I make it, you know, I say, this is what's wrong with your pet. Well, you know, I saw on YouTube or on the doctor so-and-so vet, and they said this and this and this, and, you know, and they disagree with the person whose job it is to know this.
Sure.
And they just, you know, and they, I say, well, what do you say? Well, I say, well, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've treated 10,000 of these, and this is what it is. Mm-hmm. Is that what the internet, is that one of the problems of the internet?
That is definitely one of the problems, but we have to approach every vehicle and every customer as its own separate entity in a new unit of time because things change. And we still see things, and with the level of diagnostics that especially our two electrical and drivability guys that have, the skill set that they have and the equipment that that they work with, we're seeing things that we've never seen before, and something maybe, you know, there may be a cause or maybe something really hard right here that we can see as a hard failure. But that is just the result
of
a very minute problem further down the line. And so you have to go to that root cause of failure, and it's a roadmap to get there. Cause and effect is unbelievable.
Now, cars are so different and so much more complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Systems now, they all run off computers, and it's,
Well, they move
totally
things.
Different.
Try to find a battery. Sometimes
open the front, and there's nothing there.
Oh, yeah. And
or get covered.
That's the interesting part of it. Some vehicles, the starters are underneath the intake manifold in what they call a dry valley. And now, you know, and you've probably seen this or heard it if you've been at a stop sign with your window down in your vehicle, late model vehicle will pull up next to you and the engine actually shuts off. All right. And it doesn't restart until you touch the accelerator to move forward. So
totally stops.
Totally shuts off. Right. The air conditioning continues to run through battery voltage. And that's a whole nother system.
Is that with the battery cars?
Yeah, not just
a regular car.
Oh, yeah. Ford F-150s, late model Ford F-150s. Yeah. Okay, so that's really a neat feature. Okay, they do that for fuel economy and emissions, quite obviously. But do you have any idea what kind of problems that's going to lead to in the near future when starters start to fail? And we all know that starters go out. So you're sitting at a stop sign, stoplight, and you've got 20 vehicles behind you. You go to move from the stoplight, vehicle doesn't restart because the starter has failed. The wear and tear on the starter, the wear and tear on the flex plate or flywheel.
Because you're using that starter maybe 3, 4, 5 times as much. Because,
I mean, 25 times.
Oh, hey, Chris, you're exactly right.
I call her Linda half the time.
Please don't call me Linda for supper.
Okay, now we don't have much time left.
Yes.
But when something like this, if you're in, I mean, does it stop immediately when you stop, or does it run for like 5 seconds?
And there's a delay depending on variable inputs from various sensors. Yes.
Okay. Because I could see stop and go traffic. I mean, you're on the freeway and you stop. Is your engine just turn off?
Your engine shuts off.
So your engine. So your starter could be used 50 times.
Exactly. On your way to work.
They did this on purpose. You know, how much your starter's now? Oh, let's put the starter in some place. You have to take the whole engine apart.
And then, the starter's at the bottom. Yeah. You have to lift the engine to replace it.
And that's why I love this industry, the change. I mean, it's just things that come out on a weekly basis. I mean, it's so interesting. There's no constant other than the fact that every vehicle out there on the highway is slowly breaking down.
That's a great thought to end the show with.
Tim Morlock, you know, my 14-year-old F-150 still runs because of Tim Morlock and Cody Morlock and Advanced Automotive.
Thank you very much.
Quickly, where are you at?
5756 West Side Road, That's the south end of West Side Road, right near the intersection of Highway 273 and South Montague.
There you go. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, when we come back,
Dr. Norm Hall in Simpson University.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A U.S. Navy veteran detained in Iran for close to 2 years has been released. Michael White, now on his way home aboard a Swiss government aircraft, accompanied by Trump administration special Iran envoy Brian Hook. President Trump describing former Defense Secretary James Mattis as the world's most overrated general. The rebuke comes after Mattis accused Mr. Trump of dividing the American people. And the president tells Newsmax TV that what the country needs now is law and order.
Because you have a bad group of people out there, and they're using George Floyd, and they're using a lot of other people to try and do some bad things. And what we do, and we have it totally under control.
What demonstrations there were last night were generally peaceful, and that includes demonstrations taking place in defiance of a nighttime curfew in Washington, D.C. All four of the former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death have now been charged, and the charges have been upgraded against Derek Chauvin, kept his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes.
The full autopsy report reveals George Floyd not only died after being restrained by Minneapolis police officers who've now been charged, he also had tested positive in early April for COVID-19, but that his lungs appeared healthy. The county medical examiner concluded Floyd had a heart attack while being restrained by officers, but the family's attorney, Ben Crump, says an independent autopsy found asphyxia due to neck and back compression. We've also learned Floyd had a grown son who visited the Minneapolis street where his father had cried out, "I can't breathe." The mother of Floyd's 6-year-old daughter is filing a civil lawsuit against the police. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Government reports nearly 1.9 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, the ninth consecutive week that the number of applicants fell. Wall Street, the Dow up 92 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Libya's government has retaken a key installation in its ongoing battle with anti-government rebels.
The recapture of the international airport in Tripoli, long out of use, is the strongest symbolic victory for the Libyan government so far, further underlining a major shift in the dynamics of the conflict. General Haftar's forces have been besieging the capital for more than a year, much of that time in stalemate. But recent weeks have seen the government mount a series of successful counterattacks, crucially driven by Turkish military support. The key question is whether this shift in fortunes will make the warring factions genuinely engage with diplomacy and move back towards talks on achieving a permanent ceasefire.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. South Korea's government proposing new laws banning activists from flying anti-Pyongyang leaflets over the border. This after North Korea threatened to end a military agreement aimed at reducing tensions between the two countries. Townhall.com. Walmart's taking steps to secure guns and ammunition.
The nation's largest retailer has removed these items and supplies from displays at some of its stores after riots and looting in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. The firearms and ammunition remain available for purchase, but are being stored in a secure room. The discounter doesn't sell any firearms in many of the major urban markets.
Correspondent George Bonzani. China state media reporting at least 39 people injured in a knife attack on a kindergarten in southern China.
The local government says 37 students and two adults suffered various degrees of injury. The report says the attacker was a school security guard whose motive is unknown. The attack was an eerie throwback to a series of deadly attacks at schools in China in past years that prompted stepped-up security at those schools. And watching Wall Street, the Dow up 89 points, the S&P 2.5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta.
4th of June.
What did I say?
4th of May.
Well, you know what? It's really March the 83rd. Okay? It's March 83rd, 2020, 8:05 in the morning.
Because I can do my birthday again. That was May 4th.
There you go.
Yeah.
35 again.
Yikes.
Okay. Anyway, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who soon will be treating me. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, our first line of defense out there against COVID. When it first hit, all the patients were there at Shasta Regional. And they, I mean, it's not nice. It was nasty. And thank God since then, we've blunted it, hopefully for good. And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me today. It's on a Thursday, and she's got the weather.
78 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 98, mostly clear, a low of 65 this evening. On Friday, sunny with a high near 90 and a low of 58, slight chance of showers in the evening. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, a high of 74 and a low of 48. And on Sunday, another chance of showers, a high of 72 and a low of 49. Monday, warming up just a bit, 81 and a low of 65. And the next week in the 90s and a 20% chance of showers by, some point during the week. So it's going to get, it's not going up into the high hundreds for a while yet.
Nope.
We'll have a couple more weeks maybe of reasonable weather before it decides
to
be summer.
100, that's reasonable.
As long as it stays under 100, I'm good. I can deal with that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call down in Anderson at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, Sue, you got some quick on the traffic?
Absolutely. We've got a traffic collision. This is on 299 West towards the Trinity River. And if you are traveling towards the coast, expect possible delays. There's quite a bit of stop-and-go traffic. Also, that's if you're heading on Interstate 5 between Reading and the Oregon border, ongoing delays. You can also expect delays on Highway 36, 99 this morning, and 299 East if you're heading towards Ada. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Before we start with our guest here, Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish and Sue. Thank you for presenting the information at the start of the show regarding Dr. Fauci and the continued inconsistencies. It seems like it's never going to end. When's this flu? Second wave, next wave, other strain. It's just so exasperating, this flip-flopping. I want to connect it to, I was at the Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning, and both Donnell and Dr. Ramstrom had masks on the entire time while they're speaking into the microphone, which was had some kind of padding over it. Half the Board of Supervisors wear them, or they wear them around their neck like jewelry. It's kind of interesting to observe. That's all I'll say. Alyssa did a fantastic job at her 3 minutes of open public comment. And in closing, I'll listen off air. Is there any way to get contact information for your co-host, Trish? Last week she made some commentary about I can't breathe and that it can infer or suggest that sometimes people are lying. It's a facade. It's a way to scam and wiggle out. When people say, I can't breathe, you have to either reposition them, and if the autopsy that we're getting regarding George Floyd, there's much to breathing. It's about your trachea. It's the back pressure. It's your face. It's your nose. And if that's the last thing they can say is, I can't breathe, you have to take it as maybe that is the truth. And now look at, we have four officers completely culpable, and I'm kind of with the bystanders. Why more people didn't go into that? But I'll listen off air if there's contact information to Trish, because when I listened last week, I'm not sure I would have many people of color, minorities, or those that are discriminated would take those comments. quite as it was delivered last Thursday.
All
okay?
Right. Thanks, Lori.
And I can give you the contact information. You can reach me. My phone number is listed in the phone book. No issue.
Okay. All right, thank you. Hey, I'm with Dr. Norm Hall, and this is something that's going to be going on for a long time. So, but right now I have Simpson University here. I don't want to waste a second. I have not that Lori's phone call at all was waste. Please don't take it like that. Dr. Norman Hall is with me, Simpson University, of course, the president of Simpson University. You brought a full house today.
Yes, sir.
And the newest member of your staff here.
Roy Melendez, superstar executive director of advancement.
Good morning there.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. That's a real nice welcome we get here this morning.
Well, you're going to have a great seat here. You get coffee anytime you want. We have some donuts out there for you that Dr. Hall brought because Roy Melendez, besides being the head of executive director of advancement, is also a former Marine, and his two sons Marines.
Yes, or
one's,
that's correct.
One's active duty and is getting ready to deploy again.
Yes.
And his other one just got out.
Just got out, yeah. So military.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much.
Quickly, what is the executive director of advancement do?
Well, it's the fancy term for the main fundraiser guy.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So
I have a wonderful staff that we're moving forward with raising funds for Simpson's mission. And so I came aboard about 3 months ago and hitting the ground running, as you know, Carl, what it means to hit the ground running.
So where are you from?
I'm from Southern California originally.
Mm-hmm.
Then I spent a couple of years, wandering around the world. And then joined the Marine Corps and spent 8 years wandering around the world. And then
this time you had a rifle.
Yeah, and a camera. I was a combat photographer.
Oh, is that right? Oh, we got to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, so then I spent 11 years in Indiana. So three of my four kids are Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, and then we came back to California, and we've been here now about 20 years.
Okay, and you were where? You were down in Southern California before you came, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born and raised in Ventura County. All my family's from Ventura County. Our roots are pretty strong there. I'm a member of the Chumash community, which is a Native American community in Ventura County. And everybody else lives there. We're the only ones that live outside the county.
But once they come up here, they're going to go, hey, this is really a nice place. Maybe we should relocate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as, they come during the fall or, when it's not 100 degrees.
You acclimate fairly quickly. The first summer is a bit of a shock. But you acclimate and learn to live with it.
Right.
And the rest of the year is so nice.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Carl.
And,
I look forward to the time when we get together again.
Well, I do, too. I'd love to have lunch with you sometime. We can just kick back and talk. And good luck. And you seem, you hit another home run here, Dr. Hall.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. We got a winner.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Fundraising at this time is going to be a challenge. You've come into a real...
Yes.
The community with all the COVID that's going on and all the things that have been canceled, fundraising is going to be everybody's going to be competing for dollars.
It is always that way. There are a lot of good organizations out there. We just got to share with people our mission. Even when we weren't able to see people, we were what I call smiling and dialing every day, just letting people know, where we're at, where we're going.
And Doc, that leads to my question for you, Dr. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all of this that's going on, it's been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses, activities, and universities they've shut down campuses. So
Right. What's
been the greatest challenge that you've had to face?
Well, there are several, Carl. As you can imagine, chief among those is the evolving landscape. one day, there's a lot of hopefulness and businesses are opening, and then another day we're entertaining the notion of holding tight for a long period of time. And so we are developing response plans for a variety of different contexts.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, Simpson University, we aim to deliver hometown university care and engagement of students for the best educational outcome possible. In order to do that, we need to have face-to-face contact. That's really, really important. Even though our faculty did a fantastic job of moving to an online delivery system this last spring to maintain academic continuity, but the quality of our education is one of engagement, face-to-face. More than 50% of our students are in sports. Co-curriculum is strong. What you learn in the classroom, you rehearse on the field and in the cafeteria. And so our job is to work very, very hard to have backup plans and then backup plans to the backup plans, because while we want to deliver our unique brand of education, we want to make absolutely sure that we've done our full due diligence to keep everybody safe. And I don't know if I said this in our last meeting. This is just a statement for the community. First of all, we did a economic impact study of Simpson University for the community, and we contribute, according to ECI Solutions, whose business it is to do economic impact, Simpson University contributes $52 million to our local economy every year. And so we're just one of many businesses here in Reading who are working hard together under the leadership of Brandy Isola and Judy Flores and others to make sure that we do this well. And that's a day-by-day enterprise.
Remind us how long Simpson University has been a part of this community.
30 years, and we're having our 100th anniversary this next year. So we are really excited for our next century. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. We're with Dr. Norm Hall, the president of Simpson University, and we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to have Misty Smith, who's the dean of the Betty M. Dean School of Nursing, and because we had some early graduates out of Simpson over the last few months, and for a very good reason. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of Trisha's Hangouts. She and Linda meet there at a variety of times during the year. It's called Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people there. They have a selection of jewelry that ranges from Native American to estate jewelry to ones that are designed specifically for people and put together there. The only fully trained watch, the only watch repairman in all of this area works at Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down and visit them Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Simpson University, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 76 degrees out there.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We're back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Thursday, the 4th of June, 8:20 in the morning. Here, 78 degrees, going up to about 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, of course, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Junie Maxwell has just been doing gangbusters and helping people get their homes insured with all the craziness going on about health insurance, you name it. She's there for you. She's been doing it since 1993. We have insurance with Judy. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give them a call at 221-0441. Trish Clark and I are here with Dr. Norm Hall, who's the president of Simpson University. And while during the break, we were joined by Misty Smith, who is the dean of the nursing school over there. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
Now, did I see someplace that, you know, when the COVID first came 2 months ago, you had a class that was getting close to graduating. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay, did I read that right?
Yes.
But it was difficult for them to get all the hours they were needing because of what was going on.
Yes, we had 1 week when pretty much all of our healthcare facilities called and said, we want to keep your students safe. We want to keep our patients and everybody safe, so they are not allowed to come back on to site.
Okay, so what happened to them?
Well, it was a matter of looking at what our students had completed and having the opportunity to use our high-fidelity simulation space and continue to stay within regulated guidelines. And we were really blessed and lucky, and our students were all able to complete the semester on time.
Okay. And then there are, what are they doing now?
Some of our students are currently preparing to take the licensure exam.
Okay.
Others are already getting started. We had a recent graduate who emailed me yesterday and said, I'm starting at Shasta Regional tomorrow. So our students are, so we're starting to see pass rates coming through and everybody's moving ahead.
Great. Well, that's good. You know, what do you, you're new there. Is that correct? How new are you?
Oh, gosh. In October, I took over as interim dean, but prior to that, I had been with Simpson for 3 or 4 years as a full-time faculty member, and back in 2012 and 13, a little bit of adjunct work in the RN to BSN completion program.
Oh, so you're familiar with Simpson
and
what they stand for, and, you know, you've got one of the finest nursing programs in California. Is that correct?
Thank you. Yes, I think so.
No, I think when you're the seventh-ranked nursing program in California, that's a lot to be proud of.
Yes.
And so, you know, I know you probably sit there going, seventh, we're better than that. You do that?
Sometimes,
yeah. You do that, and you go, okay, we got a bad call on that last strike, you know, or that last, you know, that last pitch was a bad call. We should be at least be number three.
Oh.
So
next year.
I'm actually having Misty blush in here.
Yeah, I am.
So, blushing. What do you tell kids, high school students? You know, my daughter's a nurse. Let me tell you, nursing is such an incredibly rewarding field, but it's also really a hard field. When
Very
I say hard,
difficult,
I should
yeah,
say.
Challenging.
Yeah, challenging. That's the right word. Yeah. It's so what do you tell students?
Well, anyone that would be interested in becoming a nurse, I love to say if you like art and you like science, nursing might be a profession for you. It's an opportunity to not only understand the importance of numbers and how to take care of patients that have physiological issues that they're experiencing, but also being able to connect with our patients on a deeper level is where we make those meaningful, lasting differences in their lives. So I would say, you know, taking those science classes seriously, really looking at your grades and working hard are really important to get into nursing programs. And it takes a lot of commitment, a lot of time, a lot of hard work. But it's a profession that is just, it gives so much. So it's a great opportunity to serve in the community and even throughout the states. It's pretty phenomenal.
Do you have those little, what should I call them? Not figurines, that's not true. Like patients that are, what do I call them? They're not real. They're
mannequins.
Yeah, but I didn't think they'd be called mannequins, but you know that you could practice on.
We try not to call them mannequins when the students are with them. Oh. They're our patients.
Oh, okay. do you have these plastic patients that are made out of soft rubber that does things?
We have plastic arms. We have plastic body parts. We have mannequins. We have low fidelity, mid fidelity, and high fidelity mannequins. So we're able to have students start with low fidelity mannequins as they're learning basic skills and mm-hmm. how to safely take care of patients with their activities of daily living. But then as they progress in the program, we move into mid fidelity and then high fidelity, where the mannequins or patients talk and the students interact with them. They're able to simulate Foley catheterization.
I've seen these things. It's scary.
Yeah, you should have been with me on my first tour. I walked in, the door was, the light was off, and I walked in, and I could see these people in beds in our facility. And I had a whole lot of thoughts at that moment. Oh my goodness, we have real people in beds. And they really look real.
Yeah, and then you ask them questions, and they respond.
They do.
Or they tell you something, and then now the nurse has to figure that one out. You know, so
I've got to have a tour of this facility. This is way
amazing.
Beyond.
Oh, no, it's
amazing.
Great. It's
wow.
Great. Do you ever use cadavers?
No, we okay. haven't used cadavers, and I think that's what makes simulation so amazing is that we can be a little economically and cost efficient in using equipment that we have. But I think one of the most popular simulated experiences students have is watching a birth.
Oh, you've got a patient
that
gives birth.
You can do that with one of these.
Yes, yes.
High definition mannequins.
Yes. Right.
And then
Whoa.
What happens is it can also start throwing problems in at you.
Yes.
Okay, here's a normal birth, but all of a sudden now there's bleeding.
That's exactly what we do.
And then you can start ramping up so that where it starts off, okay, I got this, and then just keep adding things onto it to see how the nurse or your student takes care of that.
Definitely.
And you're not risking anybody's lives on
it's
something like
that. It's a safe
like
environment,
this.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have anybody just run out screaming?
Gosh. Well, sometimes the mannequins scream, but that's scheduled.
Oh, my gosh, that would be something. You reach down, you're doing something, it's like,
Yeah, typically no. We definitely get some wide eyes once in a while when the students experience that high fidelity experience for the mm-hmm. first time.
Do you have like blood coming out and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the mannequins can sweat. They can cry. We can make some of their tissues, like their mucous membranes and their mouths, turn blue to show low oxygenation levels.
Is there someone like operating a board or something to make all these things happen?
Yes, we have a simulation technician, and so believe it or not, she has a recipe book for moulage and how we can make the mannequins come to life for our patients, because that's our goal with simulation. We want the experience to come to life mm-hmm. for them.
When you finish your course of study, then they have to take, of course, boards to be accredited. Now, not just California boards, but if they go to other states. So your training is such that it gives them that knowledge. They could go to almost any state.
Yes. So nursing is interesting in that the students will earn a degree from Simpson University when they graduate. Well-deserved, hard. They work really hard for that degree, and no one can take that away. Once a student has a degree, if they are working or have learned at a program that has been BRN approved, being the Board of Registered Nursing, then the students can sit for the licensure exam. So they're not able to practice as soon as they graduate. That next hurdle is taking the licensure exam, and we work really hard with our students so that they'll be successful on that licensure exam.
Sure.
Once they've taken it in the state of California, do they have to retake it in each state that they're going to work in?
It's
that licensure?
What's awesome is that the answer to that is no. So the licensure exam, once you've taken it and passed it, you can move on from that. It's a matter of filling out applications for the states in which you want to practice, paying the money to keep those licensures up. But the exam is one and done. That's our goal with our students. Take it once and be done.
Okay.
And that's incredible.
Well, we're here with Misty Smith, who's the dean of the Betty Dean School of Nursing over at Simpson University, which is the seventh highest rated nursing school in California, which we think was a bad call on whoever did that. We think you've got to be at least in the top three. Before we take a break, nurses can go anywhere and work anywhere. Is there a large need for nurses, requirement for nurses?
The need for nurses is huge. Leading nursing organizations say that the baccalaureate level of nursing education is foundational for our profession. We're looking at a massive shortage in the coming months, years with the pandemic. There is such a need. And I feel that our program is really a pearl within the community. We're able to offer not only an amazing opportunity for students to develop professionally, but also with that infusion of faith so they can develop.
And how long is the program?
It is 2.5 years for the nursing courses. So it's a traditional 4-year program, but 2.5 years of concentrated nursing courses.
And one of the things I'd like to point out is the military is always looking for nurses, and you'll go in as an officer with your college degree, and you'll go in, a lot of them go in not at the 01 level, but a lot of times at the 02 level, and depending on the level of nursing, even into the 03 level. Something to keep, for people to think about, because the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, always looking, of course, for medical professionals, and they pay them pretty well, and they bonus the heck out of it for them. So
good career.
Yeah,
choice.
And you can serve your country and serve, and also do what you love in a lot of different places. So,
definitely.
Misty, thank you so much for being here. And set up Trish so she can go through. I've seen it. And I'm like Norm. I went in there, and I immediately jumped on one and started trying to give them chest compressions. I was giving them chest compressions, and they said, that the woman's giving birth. I'm like, oh, okay. So I moved over. I moved over to somebody else. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567, if you've got a question for Dr. Hall about Simpson University and the things they're doing out there. Today, 8:37 in the morning, 78 degrees going up to over 100 today. Around 100.
Around 100. 98, actually.
I'm never going to say what the temperature is here because there's five different, you know, climates here in just Reading itself. In Simpson, it's 106 right now and going up. No. At Simpson University, it's 76 degrees. Wind's gently blowing and the surf is coming up to the edge of the campus. It's just beautiful there. Hey, Sue, what was the name of that song that you just played?
Waiting for a Star to Fall.
Ooh, okay.
Isn't that a good song?
I like that one.
I do too.
I have to put that on my list of things I listen to. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, a lot of people have said, I've had it with plumbing. I've had it with grass. I've had it with everything. Oh, needs a paint job. No. I'm just want to go someplace where people, you know, serve me gourmet meals where I can do what I want. I can have my pets with me and live a comfortable, happy life. Well, that's River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted care facility. It's River Commons Senior Living, the premier retirement community in Northern California. Learn more. by giving Brian a call at 238-5981 and find out why so many people enjoy living at River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. And you've got something going this weekend.
I just want to point out, you know, we had a tri-tip sale down at the Frontier Senior Center about 3 weeks ago, and it was such a success, but we disappointed a lot of people because we ran out of tri-tip sandwiches earlier than we had said we were going to. So we're going to make it up to everybody this Saturday, 12 o'clock. We're doing twice as many sandwiches. Want to remind you, it's a drive-through. You get a nice half-pound sandwich, a drink and chips for $10. Drive-through, support the senior center. It's one of those businesses that had to close during the COVID thing. No money coming in, but money going out. Remind you, this center is not a government facility, owned by the seniors, supports the South County Society, Frontier Senior Center. This Saturday, starting at noon, drive-through, get your sandwiches.
Okay, sandwich, is it just sandwich?
Sandwich, chips, and a drink.
For?
$10.
And for $2 more, Trish will kiss you. Okay. Okay,
only
maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, no, not for $2.
That's just a peck on the cheek. Hey, that's we're right here with Simpson University and Dr. Norm Hall and the...
Mark Andrassy.
And Mark Andrassy. And the... where's my notes? Did I just thoroughly... Are those my notes?
No. Got,
I've completely lost my notes here, but I will find them in the next couple of minutes. Believe it or not, people, I do take notes, and I do provide, you know, to ask questions and all that. Dr. Hall, everything that's going on, is Simpson going to be open?
Yes, sir. It's a matter of taking expert precautions, and I appointed a committee led by our Dean of Students, Mark Andrassy, who's working closely with, and I didn't mention earlier before, Karen Ranstrom, who's in a really, that's a tough spot to be in, leading as a public health officer for our county. So Mark was put in charge of working with all the key leadership in our county, studying our state, phase one through phase four, as well as the federal expectations, and he is designing our opening plan, as I mentioned, in four phases. So Carl, I give you Mark Andrassy,
Mark,
a superstar.
Good seeing you again, buddy. Dean of Students over at Simpson University.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. You know, you look like you could be going to school there yourself.
Oh,
I mean,
don't you
have age requirements, Norm, anymore?
Yes. You can believe he's got a daughter at Simpson.
Yeah, my daughter is a junior this year, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Tell me about
for sure.
You're also leading the COVID-19 committee for Simpson.
That's right.
We've got COVID has changed the landscape of our country. It has changed so many things, as we know. University stopped. Baseball stopped. Cooley-per night stopped. What are the challenges you're facing?
Well, the pace of change has been one of the biggest challenges, you know, as we try to remain responsive and make sure that everyone is safe. That transition was fairly difficult, but the pace of change is definitely difficult. But our students, our staff, our faculty have responded really well, have kind of have rose to that challenge. And at the end of the spring, we were able to transition to that online format in a way that really surprised us, just because of the flexibility of the students and the hard work of the faculty. So, but the pace of change continues. You know, this situation continues to evolve.
Very fluid.
And every business is trying to open and do things in a way that protects health and our community, and we're the same way. So as we are making our plans, that pace of change continues to be a challenge. As a committee, we also have to get 20 people to agree on something. That's a challenge. And
getting 3 people to decide what to have for dinner in the evening is a challenge.
Yeah.
Let alone 20 in the same room.
Yeah. And then I think our community knows this, but you know, graduation and what to do with that is another significant challenge. We want to celebrate our grads. We didn't do an online graduation. We're looking at a couple of different options and trying to figure out the best way to celebrate one of the best things that we do at Simpson, which is graduate people.
Well, you know, it seems like you've got a big field out there that you could separate people and have them going by there. My granddaughter's graduation was she ran down. They had them lined up in cars, run down. Handed the diploma, got their photo, ran back, got in the car, then the next one came in. Then they had videos. Each student was able, the senior was able to make a 30-second video. And they put them all together you know, for their graduation. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, that's pretty cool. It's kind of like it's a video yearbook, but they can now, they have this that probably maybe no other, you know, mm-hmm. graduating class will have.
We certainly hope that no other graduating class ever experience.
That's right.
What are the students, oncoming students say? Are they saying, yeah, I'm coming back, I'm ready to come back. I believe that we can handle this.
Yeah, we're looking really good. Our returning students, of course, still have a few months to navigate in order to get back to Simpson. But the general impression right now is that they are eager to be back. You know, the online format is not ideal. I think that people want to be on campus. They want to be, you know, interacting with faculty. They want to have that college experience. So our numbers are looking good. New student counts are up.
50%.
Wow. Which is significant.
I'm sorry, say that again.
New student numbers via deposits are up 50%.
50%. So new students coming in at 50%. That's wonderful. Because let's go back to one of the first things that was said. Simpson University brings in $52 million to our community.
That's right.
And if Simpson's students are down, the money goes down.
That's right.
And when we say $52 million, what does that include, Doctor?
Well, families coming to the community, staying in hotels, buying gas, students buying groceries, eating out, buying their clothes here, buying their batteries for their cars here. Anything that a young person, that any person would need to live in a community, they purchase here in Reading. Their entertainment, right?
Right.
one of the reasons that we're able to have really nice entertainment venues in Reading is because students like ours, as well as Shasta, they attend events here in Reading. And we're just super proud to be a part of that.
That's right. And clothing, everything. You think about it.
Sure. One of the things that I said off air, and I want to repeat it for the audience out there, Simpson University has been in the Shasta County community for 30 years.
Right.
They are a four-year university.
Right.
And we have been blessed to have that presence here because they've blended with our community and adapted with all the needs that have arisen over those 30 years.
Thank you.
What they have not done is brought the sometimes negative impacts of a four-year college that permeates a community. College towns are tough to manage because it's a transient population that moves in and out and has some undesirable impacts sometimes on a well-established community. The older people really don't want to live in a college town. We have the benefit of this wonderful university here without those bad effects of the college town atmosphere that a lot of us just didn't want. So they've been a really positive impact.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're Trish and I are here with Dr. Norm Hall, who is the president of Simpson University, and Mark Androsky, who is the dean of students, who has put together, you know, the plans that we've got a 50% increase in students that are coming to Simpson.
Right now, that's right.
Right now, and getting ready to kick off the school year. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has been around now for over 10 years. And Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army, started this business and then it spread to almost 40 different places they teach at. The classes are spaced in such a way that you have your physical distancing. If you feel like you need to wear a mask, that's fine. He's teaching this weekend. The classes are full because people still need to get their CCWs renewed or new ones. There's a variety of classes. If you go to usgunpro.com, take a look at the different classes, including just basic pistol, which teaches you how to shoot, and how to handle a firearm safely. If you're a company and you'd like to have a day at the range, we can arrange that. And companies come in and they'll shoot and have a picnic lunch afterwards, and it's a good way of team building there. Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back with Simpson University.
Race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, but I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to the scratch for another save. Race is on and it
it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Singing. That's what? And Trish is dancing to that. It's great. Oh my gosh, look at that move. Busting those moves. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5
on the table
FM
again.
And 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome back, 8:52 in the morning here, and 78 degrees going up to around 100. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned, locally owned, locally operated, and gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University and Mark Andraski, who is the Dean of Students. And, you know, this is our last segment, and so, Norm, I want to get back to you is that people out of work because of this. You know, they're starting to come back, as we'll see. But impact on you all, but there's so many ways of a student getting help,
right.
Financial help,
right.
At Simpson University.
Right, and this is a great opportunity to get the word out, Carl. As I was mentioning to you on the break, we are running 50% ahead. We've started new programs, as you know, 50% ahead on deposits for the new year. At the same time, we know that 50% of our students are Pell eligible. And we also
explain what Pell eligible.
Well, Pell eligibility means that you've taken the FAFSA, You filled out the FAFSA, and they've created a score for you, which tells the government how much money they can award. And Pell is a relatively high award for families that have relatively low estimated family contribution. And so when you're 50% Pell eligible, and you know that estimates range as much as 38% unemployment in the blue-collar space, that means people are really worried about whether they can afford a university education. So let me just say this. We have a number of scholarships that range up to $15,000 a year. And then we have, which if you receive it, you'll get whatever you get in that up to $15,000 occurs 4 years in a row. And then we have what I call a skin in the game scholarship. If Carl decides to sponsor one of your nieces or nephews, we'll match that. So now they're at $21,000. If you combine Pell, which most of our students get, as you know, 50%, Pell and Cal grants, that's another $15,000. And they're at $36,000 of grant and aid before they even get a job. And then at Simpson, we virtually guarantee jobs with 511 Enterprise, who has an office on our campus. It's a tech hub. Or working at the Redwoods, the Alliance Redwoods, as one of those people that put young people in harnesses and on those gliders that run through the high Redwoods, and they make good money. So students can get out of Simpson after 4 years with a great degree, like what was described with Misty and the number 7 ranked program for nursing, and have no debt. If they set their course, they certainly can. So for those who are worried, come and talk to us about the affordability of Simpson University and the quality education. As you know, there's a lot of pretty famous people in Reading who are Simpson grads, like Mayor McIlvain, who I don't know if everybody knows. He's a Simpson grad. Over 1,500 of our student graduates from the teaching education program in the last several years are in the North State teaching our kids.
Yeah, and let me mention that. When I came back from my last appointment and moved up here, I went to Simpson to get my certificate to teach.
Right.
And I taught here in Reading as a substitute teacher. I taught all I wanted. I mean, every day I could
teaching
teach.
Teaching would be a challenge.
Yeah, for me it was because, you know, at some point, you'll grab them by the throat and shake them, and you'll understand this better. And I realized that, you know, this is why I admire teachers so much and, you know, and everything they do. But I went through the Simpson program.
Yeah.
You all helped me with the GI Bill on that to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
It was only, it's only like a semester. So you also have a very viable teaching school there.
Right.
Teaching college there.
That's right. And most of the kids in the North counties, the North 6 counties, are being touched by those teachers. In addition, we have 2 giant grants that are state and federally sponsored, Gear Up and Upward Bound, that distributes $10 million via faculty and staff at Simpson who are delivering to the high-risk areas in our 6 northern counties, dramatically increasing accessibility to higher education. Mm-hmm. So we're just thrilled. And let me, I know you'll like, Carl and Mark, maybe mention Andrew Tuggle. We're going to have about 50 veterans on campus this year, and we are super proud of our veterans.
You've got a really strong, Mark, you've got a really strong veteran community there, and the support network, including a veteran center. You want to, we've got a couple minutes left. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. We have about 50 veterans signed up to come to school in the fall. We have our director of Veteran Success Center, Andrew Tuggle, mm-hmm. Army vet, who's been with us. This is his first year, has stepped into some transition and some difficulty at the beginning of the year, but has really brought the program, kind of caught it back up to speed and has really good plans for the fall. We have, you know, a a club, you know, a veteran club on campus. We have veteran housing that they've established. They've worked on creating some veteran aid that helps them as they transition into Simpson. And so there's a number of ways that Andrew has created to support veterans, both financially with housing and, socially networking support here on campus. So really excited about what Andrew's doing, new partnerships with the National Guard, working closely with Shasta College's veteran community. And I think that we have a lot of good things coming for veterans out of our program.
It is. It offers a lot. Dr. Hall, you have a minute to kind of conclude here. Not because you shouldn't be able to take another hour, but, you know.
I'll only take a minute. And with that, Pam said to me, Pam Shalo, who's kind of the organizer of all good things and gets us set up with you, she said, Dr. Hall, make sure to talk about what the future looks like and how we're going to keep up this momentum. As you know, we started kinesiology, digital media, computer information systems, and engineering this year. And last year we started track and field, swimming and diving, men's volleyball, women's wrestling, and bass fishing, by the way, number one ranked in California, ahead of Chico, I might say, and number 99 ranked in the nation. The momentum is about continuing to drive those programs well. Well, we also look at some other opportunities like a social work program and the very real possibility of new medically based programs. We're also running into our 100-year centennial celebration, firing up a feasibility.